The next item is for an endorsement of a lease with Department of Transport for a fishing access site on the Yellowstone. This parcel is about 13 river miles downstream of Livingston and 2 miles downstream of the Sheep Mountain fishing access site. Silt deposition at the Sheep Mountain FAS is making it increasingly difficult to launch a boat from that site. The proposed new location is on MDT property and is accessible via I-90. Use of this site as an FAS will require upgrades to the Montana Rail Links railroad crossing. FWP staff have had preliminary discussions with the public access specialists at DNRC, in addition with MDT and Montana Rail Link. If this item is endorsed, we will proceed with the due diligence process, including development of an EA and public comment period. Our recommendation is for endorsement to pursue negotiations with MDT for a no-cost lease agreement and to work with Montana Rail Link regarding requirements for the rail crossing.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Commission authorize the Department to initiate negotiations with MDT for a non-cost lease permit and follow up on discussions with Montana Rail Link.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any questions for the Department? I just want to make sure, is this what we call pig farm? Okay. It's a heavily used fishing access site, and it's been used. I mean, I know Trout Unlimited and DNRC and the Department and a lot of local businesses have supported that that project for years, and it's now getting to the point where, especially considering what's going on with Sheep Mountain's access point to the river, it's time we do this. So, very popular, as fishing access sites always are, and, you know, her and Ryan Weiss and the Department are working so hard on these sort of access issues here in Park County, or down in Park County. So, good work, and I hope we can get this. Any public comment? Yes, sir.
Chairman Vermillion and Commissioners, I'm Nick Jeevok. I'm the Conservation Director for the Montana Wildlife Federation. Of course, we're always in support of fishing access sites. I just, one quick comment on this. This shows the importance of working with MDT and maybe increasingly Montana Rail Link on these, because obviously a lot of these rail lines down are set in the river bottom. So I just hope that's something we continue to do in the future. So we strongly support this. Thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Jeevok. Further public comment?
Mr. Chairman, you know, we had a similar effort a number of years ago in Region 5 with a new access that we were able to acquire with the Access Montana money back in 2006 or 7, and we had to negotiate with the railroad to get across there, and it broke up that big section between two bridges in Ichikape. And that process went really smoothly. It took some time. But, again, I just wanted to applaud the effort, and this is another example of the Department providing the public a benefit that they don't always say enough thank yous for.
You're here. I couldn't agree with you more. So one question I guess I do have, is there any plan of, I mean, this is a fishing access. It's a pretty big chunk of ground. It's probably about a mile of riverfront, I would guess. Is there any, I mean, there's a ton of folks from Livingston and Big Timber that just go there, have picnics and what have you. Is there any plan to do improvements to the area, and what are the plans?
My understanding is, yes, we will be doing improvements once we officially get the no-cost lease agreement.
Great. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye.